From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Kenya's main opposition leader, Raila Odinga, has urged his supporters to boycott Thursday's presidential election rerun.
Convince your friends, neighbors, and everyone else not to participate. Instead, you advise Kenyans who value democracy and justice to hold vigil and prayers away from polling stations or just stay at home.
Odinga has accused the nation's Electoral Commission of being incapable of running a free and fair vote. The election expected to go on after the Supreme Court Wednesday was unable to hold a hearing on a petition to delay it. The High Court threw out the August 8 election result because of widespread irregularities. President Uhuru Kenyatta, declared winner of the last ballot, addressed the nation late Wednesday, urging voters to cast ballots and then go home and avoid disruptions.
Our forefathers fought and died for the right of the African to vote. We dare not reject the inheritance our elders so painfully won.
The head of the election board said the vote would proceed even if some polling stations were unable to open. The U.S. has expressed deep concern by efforts on both sides to undermine the independence of the Electoral Commission and urged everyone to avoid violence. In Spain, it's widely expected Madrid will impose direct rule on the Catalonia region, perhaps as early as Friday. Following an independence referendum early this month, the government deemed illegal. Catalonia's vice president, Oriol Junqueras, said Madrid is leaving separatists with no option but to push ahead with independence. Catalan President Carles Puigdemont turned down an invitation to explain his position to the Spanish Senate on Wednesday. He is to address his regional parliament late Thursday. This is VOA News. In central Yemen, at least seven suspected Islamic State militants were killed by a U.S. drone strike. Two cars said to be carrying armed individuals were struck in El Baida province. Meanwhile, the U.S., along with six Gulf states, Wednesday imposed sanctions on several individuals and entities accused of supporting the Islamic State in Al-Qaeda in Yemen. Steve Mnuchin is the U.S. Treasury Secretary.
Today, the U.S. announced new sanctions on nine individuals and entities that finance and facilitate terrorism and are actively supporting violence in Yemen.
The Gulf states named four other individuals for a total of 13. They're cited as leaders, financiers, and facilitators of Islamic State in Yemen and Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula. Kurdish authorities in Iraq have offered to put their independence bid on hold to resolve the dispute with Baghdad through dialogue. It follows last week's action by the central government to seize control of the city of Kirkuk and surrounding areas from Kurdish fighters who had earlier expelled Islamic State militants. The lower house of Brazil's Congress Wednesday voted to reject charges of corruption filed by the Prosecutor General's office against President Michel Temer in a case allegedly involving bribes paid by a meatpacker. Mr. Temer's political opponents failed to reach the necessary 342-vote threshold to put him on trial. One of those opponents, Congressman Silvio Costa, said everyone voting yes was celebrating corruption. The 77-year-old Temer, who's trying to pass key reforms to revive the country's ailing economy, survived a similar vote in August. New airport security measures for all inbound flights to the U.S. are to take effect Thursday. With some passengers to be subjected to interviews, they're expected to result in massive flight delays. Jeffrey Thomas is editor of the Australia-based AirlineRatings.com.
Many airlines have already alerted passengers that they need to check in 3 hours before. And I think the boarding process, instead of being 45 minutes ahead, will probably be more like an hour to an hour and a half.
The new requirements replace earlier restrictions on carry-on electronic devices. On Wall Street, higher bond yields and soft corporate earnings were a drag on stocks, with the benchmark Dow Jones Index Wednesday falling more than 100 points to close at 23,329. But the government did say sales of new single-family homes in September soared to a 10-year high, while orders for U.S.-made capital goods increased in September for an eighth straight month. It was announced Wednesday Fats Domino, a New Orleans piano player and pioneer of 1950s rock and roll, died Tuesday at his home of natural causes at age 89.
I found my thrill.
Fats Domino sold more than 110 million records, with hits including Blueberry Hill and Ain't That a Shame. Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.